Over the past century, air temperatures at Tahoe have increased about 4 to 5 degrees. This not only means less snow running off into the lake, but even more worrying, less dissolved oxygen.
When you have warm, very light water floating on top of this cold water at the bottom, it's difficult for that to mix. It's almost like oil floating on water.
That's Jeff Schlatto, who leads the UC Davis Tahoe Environmental Research Center, which has just released its annual State of the Lake report. Because Tahoe is so deep, it depends on the periodic mixing of water on the surface and bottom of the lake in order to distribute oxygen. That hasn't happened, though, in recent years. And Schlatto says there are two radically different possibilities for how that could impact the lake's clarity.
One is that this lack of mixing may actually help clarity. And so on account of climate change, we'd actually see tremendous improvements in the coming decade. On the other hand, there's a risk that these low oxygen conditions will allow nutrients to come out of the sediment and clarity will decrease tremendously.
Schlatto says that's the big research question going forward. How quickly will oxygen levels decrease and what will be the ultimate effects? For now, clarity has stabilized in the middle of the lake, and without much runoff from storms, water quality has actually improved. But this July, the water temperature at the surface was just over 65 degrees, the warmest in 5 years. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.